Welcome to Dance to Heal. I'm your host, Jenny C. Cohen. Join me as I share stories of how dance and movement can bring healing in a way that is safe and tailored to your life. I'm a cancer survivor, mother of two, and an award-winning performer who found that movement was vital to my recovery. I created Dance to Heal Wellness and also authored the best-selling book, Outside in Recovery, Dancing My Way Back to Myself After Breast Cancer. I will bring new techniques to help you on your dance journey and healing path. Are you ready to move? Dance to Heal starts now. Yoni is a transnational fusion dancer with a BA in American Vernacular Dance, specializing in a diverse dance background involving deep investigation of what qualities define a dance style, with a focus on physiological sustainability, kindness to failure, and socially responsible inclusion. So without further ado, wow, y'all, you're so lucky that we have Yoni here with us today. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So let everybody know where you're actually dialing in from right now.
Yeah, I'm in Denver, Colorado. I'm currently at a friend's house in Boulder.
Sweet. And I would love for you just to give people a little understanding, because we didn't really touch upon that in the introduction that I just introduced them to. Will you just let them know what things people don't know about you? Hint, how we're connected behind the scenes. How to like what's your background?
So I started out in the belly dance scene, in largely the biggest moment was in 2013, at the East Coast Classic run by Nadira. Yes. And where I met you was just after, at TribalCon, in Atlanta, Georgia, where I was, that was my first stage performance outside of competition.
Yes, folks, we all gotta find that YouTube video. Is that performance online?
It is, yes.
Okay, so we gotta figure out, let's make sure to put that, I'm gonna have the production company put that YouTube link in the description, so you get to see it, whether you can get access to it, whether you're on the podcast description right now or the YouTube video to see Yoni live in action. I think sometimes we can talk about one of your focuses right now in this year. We can talk about, oh, I'm the person for you to come to, Yoni. I'm the person you're going to come to have comfort when in any type of dance and social setting. I want you to see Yoni in action, to understand that this is the person that you want to go to, because here's an example of how comfortable Yoni is on stage. And you can have access to that too. So on the podcast, you're listening and you're hearing this lovely voice besides mine. And I want you to know that even though Yoni presents, right, has a male, you could almost be white passing, sorry, but you just could be. You know, just with a little bit of a darker tan today, right? Cultural origin background.
So my mom is Trinidadian, mm-hmm. and my dad is from New Jersey, but his mom is Czech and his dad is Irish. And I was brought up in almost exclusively Taiwanese and Jewish families, and am Jewish myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Jew by choice. So this is why, family, I have this magnificent soul on my episode today. And I'm so honored we could get him to come to my schedule. Because you're really talking about a person that has had multiple experiences on different levels. So when we go into a little bit more of what Yoni does, you're going to understand the layers with which he is asking you to look at things, because he has had a layered life. All right. So tell us about what you This episode is called Rhythmic Resonance. And what does that mean?
Dance is an empathetic practice. It does require both the ability to understand what other people are trying to communicate to you and be able to turn that around, incorporate that, and learn how to communicate that back to other people. I've had experiences with failing on both sides of that, and I've had experiences with dramatic success on both sides of that. And at the end of the day, what has created the success was empathy. And where the terminology of rhythmic resonance comes from is this idea that by listening to the music of a people and participating in their art alongside them, you can come to a point of comfort, not necessarily a point of exceptional proficiency, but an ability to participate alongside that group of people, regardless of whether it is a subculture within your own culture or whether it is another culture. At the end of the day, if you approach it from an angle of allowing their music and their movement to affect you, then as opposed to coming to the table with an assumption of knowledge, you enable greater participation from yourself.
I love that. I love that. And let's be clear, everybody, we are all human. We all react to music and vibrational frequencies similarly because we're all made of the same substance, like water. We all have water. It all resonates to vibrations. So even though oftentimes we may not understand on a conscious level, we're asking you in this episode to connect on an unconscious level. And that's a skill, though, isn't it, Yoni? Like, it's not that easy to be intuitive with allowing our bodies to take over and respond to music. Because oftentimes we do have this cultural conditioning we have to break out of.
Yes. And it involves, like, on a personal level, it involves the idea of letting go of what you think you know. Because, for example, I have taken a bunch of classes in Egyptian cabaret styles, for example. When you're at a party and you're dancing with other with Egyptians, with Lebanese, with Moroccans, Libyans. If you whip that out, that cabaret stage mixed with ballet, you are likely not, you're not going to face criticism. People will still, vibe with you and they will still appreciate you, but you're also not going to have as much fun. You're going to have a little bit less connection. People are going to look at you a bit more as somebody who is like, maybe you're really good at it, but you're really good at a stage, not necessarily good at a party. And it kind of lessens your capacity for connection with other people because it's the same idea as going to a pool party as a supermodel. Everybody else is like, they aren't, it's not that you aren't able to empathize with other people. It's not that you aren't able to or that you think you're better than everybody else, but the way that you've been taught to participate in that setting isn't in a way that's designed to connect with people who are doing the same thing as you. in a way to present to people. And so they see you as a presenter as opposed to an equal participant.
Yes, has a part of the community.
Correct.
You're accidentally. I don't think people do it on purpose unless they haven't worked on themselves, right? And they're more comfortable being a presenter or a performer in a party setting. Here's the thing, a lot of times we forget there's a central aspect to community social dance, which is connection. That's it. That's the bottom line. Like eye contact, right? And even the willingness to let go of what you think looks good and just be with the crowd, because no one's scoring you similar to when you're on a stage. When we're in a commuting setting, even because there are nightclubs that I've been to in Vegas where there's a belly dancer performer who is all a bling, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are the people who are watching her and they get so excited with the song and they get up and they're dancing, and it's this wild freedom, this connection with life that the dancer does not show. I don't even think she's allowed to show. You know, there's an aspect to it, especially here. I want the audience also not to get lost, because we're talking about some dance forms some of you may not have had connection to, like belly dancing from different continents. We call it belly dancing. It has different names depending on which country of origin it comes from. Let's go to a topic of a dance form everybody more or less knows, which is voguing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, kind of, if someone wanted to go to Vogue, what does that mean to them? We know voguing from Madonna's video, if you're old enough. What's the context now in this year, 2024?
So the Vogue for a while was on the surface in popular culture somewhat divorced from its original context, which has been contiguous the entire time and has evolved like on its own separate from what popular culture understands about it. It's typically referred to as the ballroom scene, because that's just the name that was chosen for it. It is a ball. It is a gala. It is opulence. Accessible opulence is the idea of it, that your own skill with the clothes you make, the makeup you put on, the movements you perform is what earns you your place in the ballroom scene, not your access to good producers or expensive photographers or, you know, a super modeling coach. Like your ability to participate, to structure the sentence, quote unquote, of a set of movements to communicate something in ballroom is what earns you your place there. You can try and study it in isolation all you want, but at the end of the day, if what you do is not how it is done, then that will indicate to the people around you that you haven't earned your place. And that is where you'll face some pushback from in your participation. You will experience people telling you, like, I'm sure you thought that what you did was great, but here's why it wasn't.
Well, the beauty of these type of communities, right? So we're talking about extremely different things. In a Middle Eastern community, they'll still dance with you. There won't be that connection. If you go to a more American ballroom scene of voguing, particular vocabulary, right? Mm-hmm. They'll let you know pretty quickly that you have overstepped your assumption of what you thought it was, because they're very protective, and a loving community, as long as you're following the guidelines that have been established by that community. You're going to be someone that, if someone ever wanted to experience the ballroom scene, right, without accidentally, inadvertently making a mistake, they won't shame you. Let's be clear on this. They will tell you pretty quickly.
Yes.
We don't do
Yeah.
that
They
here.
won't let you embarrass yourself,
That's it.
but they also will tell you you're not ready for what you're trying to do.
Yes. And I love that. Here's the thing, though. It doesn't mean that we're saying you can't dance naked at home all you want, folks, right? So that's a delineation, because earlier, before I hit the record button, folks, we were having a whole conversation about the understanding of music has related to your body and how you perceive. We opened up with Yoni explaining to you that dance is, you want to embody the dance so that if someone were visually watching you, they could almost see and hear through their eyes the music that you're hearing and putting back out to them. That's the way we've always studied, Yoni and I. That's why we have this connection. We love to storytell according to the music that we're being influenced by, right? And I love how that relates back to the rhythmic resonance, because part of your healing, my wonderful audience, part of your healing is to move. It is absolutely essential. Yoni, how does the audience get in touch with you? Because it's going to be important if they're nodding to this entire conversation you and I are having. What do they do? Like, how do they move beyond that, you know?
Yes. So a good way to get in touch with me is sending me a message on Instagram. It's yani.ba on Instagram. And the I so sometimes I'm a bit slow to respond because of work or whatever, but I do respond always. That's a very important thing to me, especially when I hear like genuine requests for self-improvement, for empathetic connection. Those are the things that will really tell me that somebody is looking to become more of a, I don't really like the way the term has been used, but global citizen. Like, see everyone as part of your community
I
in
love that.
whatever way they are able to.
Yes. Because when this episode comes out, it'll be quite some months, and who knows what else will have happened on a global level. I want to be clear that you can look up Yoni, Yoni, and the second part of his name is spelled Biye. Okay?
Yes.
So be sure that you look that up. Now, here's the thing. To message Yoni is to tell him that you saw him on the Dance to Heal podcast. So he has some reference of where this content is coming from. Yeah. And then in the interim, you can go to www.danceandheal.com and have the classes with me. They're totally free. You can just do some classes and then let me know how that felt, because the platform that that class is on is based on my friend Orit and her kind of cardio informed belly dance steps. So you can just get yourself moving and not in a public setting. And then the second half of that course helps you go through some releasing in a safe manner of the energy and the emotions in your movement, because that's also has to be a safely held place for you. All right. So we have an agreement. Yoni's going to have to come back because we spoke about some things, and I get in trouble with my production producer, my podcast producer, when I go too long. And I get so excited about our conversation. So you're gonna have to come back, okay?
Sounds good. Absolutely.
Good. You'll come back later this year. And audience members, if you have extra questions for Yoni that you want us to address in the second episode, put them underneath this actual podcast episode. So you could do it, I believe, on at least the YouTube video. Put those underneath, and then I'll go back and we'll either have Yoni answer them or come back and answer them. And maybe we should do a Zoom and have audience members with you. Let me think on that. Ooh. Okay, I let you go. Thank you
Thank
for coming.
you for having me. I really appreciate it, and it's good to see you.
Yes. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Dance to Heal with Jenny C. Cohen. Come back next time to hear stories of recovery through movement and learn more ways that you can move your body. To work with me and continue your journey, visit outsideinrecovery.com. Are you ready to move?